There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Time to talk sports now with the co-host of Sports Tonight, Robbie Greenfield, joins us. Very good morning to you, Robbie.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Tennis, we've been talking about it all week long, actually, for the last 2 weeks, really, and the men's final was last night.
Yeah, it feels odd to be back in the studio, to be honest, after being down there for the last 2 weeks. But yes, there was the men's final last night. That puts a conclusion on the action for the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championships. Roberto Bautista Agut was the champion. He defeated the second seed, Lucas Pouille, 6-3, 6-4, in a very one-sided final. In all honesty, both finals, in fact, the women's a week ago and the men's last night, were quite one-sided in nature, but Roberto Bautista Agut was just too good for Lucas Pouille, and he is the champion, a new name on the trophy, Malcolm, to join an illustrious list of winners, the likes of Djokovic, Federer, Murray, and etc.
Like many tennis fans, I tend to watch the big events, and I haven't heard of him, and I haven't heard of Lucas Pouille either. Should I have done, or are they sort of new names?
Lucas Pouille is an upcoming talent. He could have gotten into the top 10 in the world had he won the match last night. Roberto Bautista Agut is one of these guys that's been around a long time and has had good results but has never quite broken through into the upper echelons of the top level game. So who knows, this could be his year. He's reached fourth rounds at Grand Slams, he's never quite gone past that, so he's a very gritty player. He's got a very solid game, he's difficult to beat, but he doesn't have a flashy game. So when he goes up against a true big player, one of the big four, generally speaking, he tends to be beaten. But look, some of the injuries that have kept the big players away this year gave the opportunity to the likes of these guys, and Roberto Bautista Agut seized it with both hands.
I would say that probably within the Dubai Duty Free Foundation that there is it's a scratchy beard time, really, because we know there's a competing tournament in Mexico at the moment, which is attracting people across the border in the States as well. For next year, if we are on at the same time as that Mexican tournament, what's the answer? I mean, how do we attract bigger names? Is it bigger prize money? Is it shifting the dates? What's the answer?
There's a few things going on. There's no doubt that tennis is approaching a transitional phase in the men's game, and there's not much we can do about that. Roger Federer is playing a much lighter schedule in view of the fact that he's 36 and he wants to preserve himself for the Grand Slams because he doesn't have that much time left, even though, wow, the guy could go on for as long as he wants, seemingly, the way he's been playing. But Novak Djokovic, Andy Murray, Stan Wawrinka, Rafael Nadal, the four other big names that we've been used to watching over the past, that they've all had injury problems, particularly Djokovic and particularly Andy Murray as well. So to a certain extent, there wasn't an awful lot Dubai could have done about this week, but it is a problem. We did have a lot of conversations with various delegates from Dubai Duty Free, with the tournament director Salah Talak, about potentially putting the men's week before the women's week so that it doesn't go up head to head with the Mexico tournament, because as you say, it seems counterproductive to have an ATP 500 event here and an ATP 500 event in Mexico. But they're very set on the schedule, our Dubai Duty Free. They like the fact that the women's week precedes the men's week, and you can't deny the fact that the women's week had five, I think, of the world's top 10, and it was supposed to have even more, but there were some late injury withdrawals there. So a little bit unlucky, but there's definitely, as you say, there's food for thought going into 2019 for sure.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens next year with that anyway, and of course, you know, there's so much good tennis around, and you know, we look forward to seeing a really successful Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championships next year. Moving on to football, Mo Salah scored yet again, big Liverpool win, and it's big in the sense, not of in terms of goals scored or numbers, but it moves them up to second in the Premiership.
It does, and it was one of those victories that might not have come a few months ago. It was a stubborn Newcastle defence. Rafa Benitez going back to, of course, his old club, the club he used to manage, Liverpool, and Newcastle were never going to show an awful lot of ambition at Anfield, in fairness. Liverpool have just been in scintillating form of late, and Mo Salah has been the real spearhead of that attack, and he was the man that made the breakthrough. He took a pass from Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain just before half time, and what's he been doing of late? Just been scoring goals, hasn't he? And he was clinical with the finish through the legs of the Newcastle goalkeeper for his 24th goal of the league season. That is a Premier League record. I think he's gone over 30 goals in all competitions, has Mo Salah. So he's bearing down on the total that Cristiano Ronaldo scored nearly 10 years ago. I think, in fact, 10 years ago, 2008, when he got to 40 goals in all competitions in a season. I think Mo Salah is certainly going to challenge that total, if not surpass it. But Liverpool, as you say, second now in the table. They're a point ahead of Manchester United. They have played one game more, but they've been in brilliant form. And in all honesty, I think Man City aside, and they've been the standout team of the Premier League this season, Liverpool, for me, are the next best.
The standout for me, really, is that the two trendiest London clubs, Arsenal and Chelsea, looking very much likely that they might not get Champions League.
Certainly. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. Chelsea particularly have been struggling of late. Arsenal, for me, their Champions League hopes are over. 45 points. They're 8 points behind Chelsea in fifth place. So Arsenal well adrift of that top five. And would you believe they're 30 points behind Manchester City? They're closer to West Brom than they are to Manchester City at the foot of the table. So Arsenal, yeah, what they do in terms of their manager and with Arsene Wenger has been a topic of some debate the entire course of the week. And I'm sure it will come up again. But they need to make a statement. They need to make a decision on that, I think, before the club gets into even more turmoil. But Chelsea play none other than Manchester City a little bit later on today, so that'll be a test for them, and they need a win, frankly, because they are what now 5 points behind Tottenham in fourth place. So if they're beaten by Man City, there's a little gap there, a little cushion, and you're looking at Liverpool, Manchester United and Tottenham as the most likely clubs to secure the Champions League spots.
Robbie, let's talk about golf. And India on the cusp of its greatest ever golfing victory. 21-year-old rookie making his debut on the PGA Tour in the United States. He's leading Phil Mickelson. He's leading Sergio Garcia. Who is this guy and what's he doing?
It's a great question. Not many people outside of the very niche circle of Indian golf actually know who this guy is, but Shubhankar Sharma is your man. And well, Phil Mickelson didn't know who he was because he went up to Phil Mickelson on the putting green just to say hi. Phil Mickelson, a real idol of Shubhankar's, and Phil told him, look, not now, I'm a bit busy. He thought he was a journalist, which is just pretty indicative of how players act towards members of the media, but then realised who he was, apologised and had a chat to him. And it just goes to show that he's taken everyone by surprise down in Mexico. It's the first World Golf Championship of the year, so it's the first time that all the best players have congregated for one tournament. And Shubhankar Sharma, 21 years of age, as you say, he opened up with rounds of 65 and 66 under the pressure of playing in the final group yesterday on a very difficult course at high altitude, tree-lined. It's a fiddly course, is the course in Mexico City. He played another beautiful round, 69, to be, as you say, two shots ahead of Mickelson, two shots ahead of the Masters champion Sergio Garcia, two shots ahead of Rafa Cabrera-Bello. The world number one Dustin Johnson is in the hunt as well. He's three back. But Shubhankar Sharma, India have never really had a standout, outstanding golfer, and this guy could be the man. I mean, we've had names like Anirban Lahiri and Jeev Milka Singh in the past who've been fine players, but no one who's really lit up the world stage, and this could be the guy that does it. And that would be a hugely impactful breakthrough for Indian golf. We know it's a country that's kind of still new in terms of golf, obviously cricket being the sport that is just by far and away the most popular in India. But if Shubhankar Sharma can win this tournament, he could really light the touch paper for what could be a very exciting few years for Indian golf.
We're out of time. One more for the road, Malcolm.
Can I just say, Deontay Wilder, just a quick word on boxing. He has beaten Luis Ortiz, two unbeaten fighters, heavyweights, clashing just in the small hours of the morning. This one took place about an hour ago, so back over in the States. Deontay Wilder unbeaten, and he's, of course, chasing that mega fight with Anthony Joshua. He needed to win this one to keep the momentum going, to keep that fight on course, and he did so, but not after a bit of a scare. In the eighth round, looked like Luis Ortiz was going to get the knockout. Wilder took it all on the chin, stayed on his feet, came back and knocked out Ortiz in the 10th round. So that dream fight between Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder is still on.
Robbie, thanks very much for coming into the studio. Robbie Greenfield, co-host of Sports Tonight. We appreciate it. Thank
Cheers,
you.
Cheers, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.